Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Debug Days, Lives, and Friends. Tonight we'll be discussing the last week of the show. You can call in and give us your opinion at 914-338-1239 or join us in our chat room. Follow us daily at debugdaysforlives.blogspot.com. We also have two Facebook pages. One is Diva Days and one of our fan page, which is Diva of Days for Lives. And you can follow me on Twitter at Diva Abdul. And all of our pages and all that stuff, it's all linked on our show page if you're lazy and don't want to look for it yourself. So tonight we have Mary Ann here.
Hello.
And we have Anna.
Hello.
And we have Sabina.
Hello.
Okay, well, first off, as tradition, we need to add Bob Hapka, our buddy from Twitter.
Yeah, what's that Twitter name again?
At B-O-B-H-A-P-K-A. And tonight's drinking game, it's not Kate night. Tonight it is Right On.
Yes. Right On.
So if you're going to say Right On, then you have to drink. And that's in honor of our guest Patrick Muldoon, who must have said it like, I'd say 100 times.
Right On.
Good night. Right On. It was hilarious. And
he's
people
funny.
Are tweeting me. People are tweeting me like, is he a hippie? It's like a So, well, since we have Sabina on here, do you want to talk about Patrick and the interview on Sunday?
Yeah, that was, I really enjoyed it, interviewing him, and he was very gracious and very sweet, and he gave great kudos to me and the whole Team Muldoon crew and what he calls his tweet posse now.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of fun, and he is getting ready to head to Nashville, and on Wednesday he will be I can't remember what it's called. There's a TV station. He's going to be doing an interview with, and then Ari Zucker is going to be there as well. And they're both going to do an interview. And I guess the fans are welcome to come out and meet them. And I'm really bummed because I'm only 4 hours, like a little bit closer to 5 hours away. And I'm not going to be able to go this time. So... But it sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, they'll be in on a show called Pleasant Views, and it's going to be in the town of Pleasant View and at the Pleasant View Diner, and fans are welcome to come. So if anybody's in that area. And then Patrick's staying in town. He's going to record a solo album in Nashville. So you'll be surprised if Patrick pops up around town in Nashville this week. And they're leaving on Monday to arrive in Nashville on Monday. So this is Days' shutdown week, so no one's filming this week anyway. So I was wondering about that when he mentioned he was going to Nashville. It's like, oh, God, but yeah, they're shut down this week.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and Patrick, he was just something else. I mean, the guy just is so down-to-earth and hilarious, and especially Novell when he called in from Buzzworthy Radio. I mean, Novell just let him have it, and Patrick took it all. Stride, and I mean, when he started acting like Austin, I mean, I almost died. That was hilarious.
What do you mean he has a crush on me? I don't know. What do you mean? How did you get into my life? How do you know these things about me?
Who is Austin?
What do you mean? Who likes me? Who has a crush on me? What are you talking about?
It's Jack and Jennifer's daughter. Come on. Well, Anna, when you mentioned it, about
funny.
Abby showing up covered in post-it notes. Naked and post-it notes. That was hilarious. If that happens in the show, I'm going to die. Did you see the spoiler with Abby? She tells Austin that she's going to be a model with Mad World, and I guess Austin asked her if she got permission from her parents.
I did bring her down to earth a little bit.
Oh. Well, you know, the fact that Austin worked for the SEC before he went to work for Salem U really puts the whole financial collapse in perspective, you know?
Yes, it does. Oh, you should tweet that to Patrick. That'd be funny.
I think
That's
I asked
funny.
Him something like, how do you keep her from having a deer caught in the headlights look? Or if I didn't, I meant to. You know, because it's like he's like got that fine line where he doesn't look like, you know, he's got deer caught in the headlight. But at the same time, he has to act like he's just not seeing it at all.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. But I like the way they're playing that, you know, because it would be skeevy. It'd be skeevy if he was, like, all into her already, you know?
Right. Yeah, that'd be
odd.
So,
and how hypocritical is of Abby to be, like, all Melanie's junk because she and Chad kissed a couple times when she's going after a married man. I mean, come on. You know, hello.
Definitely.
Oh.
Yeah, really. I mean, hypocrite much. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Not that there aren't any other hypocrites.
Actually,
in town,
Abby's is worse, I think.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But Chad and Melanie were kissing, though, so they were technically cheating
on Melanie,
Abby.
You know, Melanie, come on, get off, you know, just go after Chad. What's she so concerned about Abby for? What kind of a friend is Abby anyway, you know?
Right.
I don't know what Melanie's so concerned about.
I mean, maybe if she lets her borrow her hot lip gloss every once in a while, but other than that.
Yeah,
anyway.
Screw Abby and, you know, go with Chad. Jeez.
Yeah. Oh. Abby and Melanie. Now, I mean, Melanie hated each other just like a few months ago. That's what the whole thing doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, Melanie's as close with Abby as Melanie was as close with Stephanie. I mean,
yeah, I was going to say, where did that friendship come from all of a sudden anyway?
Yeah,
I don't know.
More close.
Yeah.
That's goofy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so we had Abby teaching Austin how to use a tablet. I mean, after a while, Abby's going to have to say, you know what, this guy is just too dumb for me.
Really? Really?
Oh, I know. Like,
he's so technically challenged.
Yes, he is.
Pretty funny.
That's funny.
Like, I remember him going, well, I could use my spreadsheet program, but... it's pretty funny, actually, the way that they're playing it.
Yeah,
until the, the end of the week when the beginning of the show, you
the
see
fantasy.
Them kissing.
Yeah.
And I was like, that better be a fantasy. I almost had a heart attack. I was like, what? That is so not happening.
So you didn't like that?
Yeah, I knew that.
Sabina?
No, I don't want them together. I like the fun they're having with it, but I don't want them to be together. I don't want him to go in over and do that to Carrie, and I don't want Carrie and Rafe together. I'm just, that's the one couple I don't really, I have to have a say on is Austin and Carrie. I want them together. I really do like the idea of them having, you know, a baby and stuff, so.
Mm-hmm.
That's my two cents anyway.
It's going to be funny, though. I mean, I don't like Rafe and Carrie at all. But if they had a baby together, I mean, that'd be hilarious. Just a screw with Sammy, you know? I mean, Carrie's been wanting a baby for so long and never had one with Austin for some reason. Yeah, I just thought it'd be kind of weird. Okay, and also I did an interview with James Reynolds this week. And I don't know if you guys listened to it or not, but it was really good. He is such a nice guy. I mean,
that was a good interview. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you feel like you're talking to Uncle Abe. I mean, he
aww.
Yeah, kind of.
I was just happy you liked my joke.
Anna gave me the unemployment joke. Because that's true, though. Usually if unemployment's fine, the incumbent gets reelected. And since Abe's been mayor... We have the Horton. That's what I say. You know, we have the Horton Town Square. We have Mad World. We have a spa. We have kind of a little Mina bag.
Some people have two jobs, and
some people have two jobs.
Exactly.
So.
You know, I figured out what it is, though, is you know, soaps are a fantasy, right? I mean, generally speaking, they're for fantasy. They're to let us forget about our real lives or whatever for a few
right.
minutes. And so normally we define that as romance and, you know, I mean, how many times does your husband come home and make a picnic out in the back for you, you know, that kind of thing. You know, so you like to see, you know, it's fun to see stuff like that on TV if it's well written. But then it's, then, you know, I'm thinking with so many unemployed now, it's actually a fantasy to have a job. And so now everyone in Salem has a job, and it's like we're not living vicariously. So anyway, I just had that theory, I don't know.
Or a good job, you know.
Yeah.
There's jobs, and then there's that, true.
Yeah. So
like
EJ's going to have
like
to take So EJ's going to have to, with Abe doing so well, EJ's going to have to take his shirt off on a couple of during a couple of speeches in order to bring up his stats a little bit. You know what he could do? The first thing he could employ is Shirtless Friday. If just tell him all the men in Salem will be shirtless on Friday.
Yeah.
All the hunks in Salem will be shirtless on Friday is one of his the first things that he'll pass as mayor or something else. So what else? I haven't had a chance to listen to James's interview yet. Anything come out of that, or was it just nice to talk to him?
Yeah, he wasn't too many spoilers. Actually, he talked to him about politics, but James is actually pretty politically active.
Oh, cool.
He's also involved, you know, with charities. He's involved with veterans. And he had his, you know, Days basketball game every year that he got a couple years ago for charity. So, and he's also big in civil rights and stuff like that. So, and so he's very comfortable talking about it. He said he's been approached to run for governor.
Oh,
for real? Yeah, and I think so. He's kind of tempted, but you know, not really. And his wife didn't seem that into it either. And so that was kind of neat to talk about. And yeah, and then I brought up Faye Walker because last summer when Faye died. They really didn't address that Faye and Abe were in love at one point, and they had a child together. And for the newbies who didn't see that, you know, you didn't watch Days back then, they had no clue because they never had Faye and Abe in a scene together since Faye was back. So that
I used to tease Valerie Wildman that, you know, that she her character was real Faye was really tied up in the basement at the mansion. And that Abe needed to come and rescue her. Would that not be awesome?
Yeah.
You know? But, you know, didn't happen. So.
Yeah, James seemed disappointed that that really didn't get addressed either while she was still alive, and it was just kind of brushed over after she was dead.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that was neat to talk about. And he said next week's the debate with EJ and Abe.
Oh.
And the week after that is the election, which is Valentine's Day.
Oh.
And, and
how
I
romantic.
No. I know.
That's what they mean by bringing back love in the afternoon.
Yeah, so I asked him for more of a story after this, after the election for Abe, and he said he can be involved in two stories.
Oh.
So, yeah, and it looks like, considering James Scott keeps wearing the American flag pin in recent photos, I'm assuming it means EJ wins the election. Because there's no reason
I'm thinking
for him to wear the
EJ's
pin.
Gonna win.
Yeah,
it
would
be
more storyline there.
More storyline, I think. Yeah, more interesting storyline.
Yeah, and James shocked the heck out of me. He said, you've been tweeting to me. I recognize you from Twitter. I'm like, holy cow.
Oh, that's cool.
I had no idea, so that was cool. And James, the same day, got nominated for an NAACP Image Award for Best Lead Actor in a Daytime Series.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, so he had a really nice day. And the other nominees, to be honest with you, are all, I'd say, young boys. So I think James is a shoo-in.
Was awesome. He's been in the business for so long. He's been such a steady force and steady influence on the show. And you know, except for Lexi's, you know, dalliances from time to time, it's nice to see, you know, they're a nice family. They're professional. They put out a good image and everything. So it's like I could see why, you know, in real life, he's a man of character. And, you know, very giving and everything. So it was cool.
Yeah, he was cute. Yeah, we discussed his possible candidacy. He basically said he had skeletons in the closet. That's the reason why he didn't want to run. And I'm like, yeah, this is the same time we found out about Newt Gingrich's second wife talking about how he wanted an open marriage. So I'm like, well, you know, with Newt out there. I mean,
he just left South Carolina. You know,
Newt can run, James can run, right?
James can run.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell him. I'm like, you know.
So surely you asked him what those skeletons were.
No, I didn't go there.
As any good journalist would. So, James, come on. Just level with me.
Come on.
Level with the diva.
Come
on. Just one.
Yeah, just one.
I don't want to think about him that way. He's Abe, you know.
I know. That's right.
I don't want to think that he was doing naughty things in his past. I don't know. So you didn't catch it. It's only 12 minutes, and so it's here on my show page. So and James, he was just fantastic, and it was a joy to interview him. So
I enjoyed it. I got to listen to it.
Yeah, he was great. So it's one of those things, doing the interview, I'm like, wow, that was a fast 12 minutes. Just, I mean, it just felt like nothing. So yeah, he was really easy. But I'm going to get a caller on, and she wants to talk about Ari and Patrick in Tennessee. Hi.
Hi, can y'all hear me?
Yep, we can hear you.
Hi, I'm Beth.
Hi, Beth. It's Sabina.
Hi, Beth.
Hi, guys. Oh, this is actually my first time listening to the show, so.
I'm glad to have you on.
I just wanted to let some of the fans that listen to your show, either live or after it's aired, if they decide they're going to come out to this event, if they're coming from the states down, like in Atlanta, Georgia, and stuff like that, they need to they'll come through Nashville. And they'll get off exit 24, and that is in Pleasant View. A town of Pleasant View is in Cheatham County, Tennessee, the same county country singer Craig Morgan is from. And but I found out some pretty good information, or at least a little bit. This morning after I got in the car, we checked our mail, and I got the I-24. It's a free Saturday newspaper we get every weekend. And I opened it up, and I freaked out, and I just about gave my mom a heart attack this morning. And she was like, what's going on? And I said, Ari and Patrick are coming in Pleasant View, of all places.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, Pleasant View is a very, very small town. I'd like to live less than 10 minutes away from Pleasant View. And it's the closest grocery store, church, elementary school, post office. That's how they
small
it is. We just recently had a KFC Taco Bell, but we have a Sonic, a travel center that has a Wendy's in it.
It's
and
about
the road,
time someone comes to a small town. That's
I
great.
Know.
Yeah.
I'm like super baffled trying to figure out why exactly they're coming. I know we have a local AM radio station based in Ashland City, and it says that's what they're coming from. It's they're coming from the WQSV AM, because there's a show every Wednesday morning at the Pleasant View Village Diner. And the manager of the restaurant this morning when I went there, she said that she had literally just found out like 10 minutes before I walked into her door because I was trying to get more information. And she said all she knows, when you walk in the door, there's a round table sitting in front of the white window, and that's where they're going to have it done.
Wow.
And that's all I know. Yeah, so, I mean, it's a very small town. I mean, it's going to be a lot of great business, you know, for tourists if anybody decides they're going to come. It's just very, very small, so, you know, don't expect, like, you know, like, say, your local hometown. It's probably not going to be like that. It's going to be totally different. They're going to have stuff. We have construction going on, and people are literally crazy driving, so y'all have to watch your back when you get off the interstate or coming through Nashville, because there's two ways to get to Pleasant View. As soon as I get more information, I can pass it along to you guys. As far as I understand, it's not going to be, like, restricted, like the book tours or anything like that. Like, you're going to get as much time to talk with them as long as they're there for. And I honestly, telling my dad earlier today, I was like, I don't see a lot of people coming for this because, one, it's a Wednesday during the week. It's between 8 and 9 in the morning. People are not going to get off of work just to go see two people. And
it kind of makes you wonder if the two of them looked at each other and were like, is this for real?
that's what I was thinking. Oh, my gosh. I'm like, this is the first national major person, you know, come to something like this, because nothing's ever happened in Chatham County before except for Pat Summit, who used to live in, actually in Henrietta, which is like right down the road from my house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And
basketball,
besides her,
nobody's
ever been here.
Well, I got to say, I know.
Pleasantville, some other state.
No. See, a lot of people I've been hearing are calling it Pleasantville. I have to correct people. It's Pleasantview. It's like two different words.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And when I was reading on Twitter, as soon as I got home, everybody said, oh, they're coming to Nashville. Yeah, they're going to come to Nashville to get here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they're not having,
I thought it was Nashville. Mm-hmm.
No, Patrick is coming for Nashville specifically. He's going to be there for a whole week. He's coming to work on his solo album. That's the only reason I can see why he's going to be doing this little segment. I don't know what Ari's coming for. I don't know where she fits in on that, because she's not
talk about the life change that she's got going on, the new company she started with her husband Kyle and Jason Cook. Possibly. I'm still not sure. I'm going to call the local Nashville radio station that airs Days for Life, WSMV. I'm going to see if, one, if they heard about it, two, if they're coming, and three, if they know any more information than I know. Because, I just don't understand really what the whole point of them even coming is for. I mean, they must have had to, Chatham County or the radio station itself had to probably pay them a boatload of money to come out here. Because that's what my mom said. You couldn't understand it.
I don't know, because Patrick is going to be out there for a reason. He is.
That's understandable. That's,
you know. But what I want to know, I do want you to send me more information if there's a way to listen to this this show or whatever they're going to be doing.
They air their shows live on the website for the radio station.
Okay, is there going to be a way to listen after the fact if you can't listen live?
I'm not sure. I don't know if they post their live radio, so I just literally found out about the radio station website myself. All I can tell you is just for y'all to search WQSV Radio on Google and go to their website and see what you guys can find, because I really didn't see anything besides being able to listen to it live. I might be able to talk to the radio station manager about getting a copy of the interview, because I want it for myself anyway. But you know, this was all a shock. Apparently, everybody found out about it last night, and I feel like I was, like, the last person to know about it. And so I'm sorry I'm talking too much.
No, it's okay. Go for it.
But looking at that 24 exchange, I actually went to two different places and grabbed, a handful of newspapers, because they're all free. And I think if anybody decides to come, if they don't, I don't really know if they're bringing anything. Sabine is looking into that for me. But if anything, I guess they're going to sign the I-24 if anybody does show up. Because, I mean, honestly, unless all the Days fans find out about it and know where Pleasantview is, they'll come if they don't have to work and they can afford to come out there. Because gas prices is $3.25 and $3.45 in Nashville around in that area. Just in case anybody wants to know. Because gas just recently just went up the other day. But otherwise, that's all I know.
Well, that's a lot.
Okay. Besides just knowing they're going to be there, what time they're going to be there, what they're doing, I just know they're not going to be restricted, so at least I'm not going to be shooed away and can't have no picture with them or anything. So.
There you go. Well, cool.
Tell everybody your Twitter handle, because you're going to be tweeting live during the event.
I run a website called daysaddicts.com. It's days-addicts.com. We've been open since 2002. We went to the Days Fan Weekend in 2004, and I met James myself. Wonderful guy, like you are talking about, by the way. I went to the basketball game, and it was really awesome. And
oh, cool.
Yeah, he just would walk around. If anybody came up to him, he would meet them. And I got some really good pictures and a short interview with him that I had on the website a few years ago that I had, fortunately had gotten deleted. But my Twitter handle is daysaddicts_com. And we're also going to be giving away some of the newspapers. We're going to also possibly be teaming up with Sabine with Team Muldoon to possibly be giving some away on there.
Mm-hmm.
And so as soon as I figure out exactly what all we're going to do, but Wednesday morning I will be tweeting and live tweeting. We're going to be doing some video. And so just make sure you guys are following there. I know some of you are already.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be around on Twitter on Wednesday too, and we'll get you retweeted so everybody can see what's going on. That should be a lot of fun. And I've heard nothing but good things about Ari too. I haven't met her or passed.
Yeah, Ari's a sweet person. When Days of Our Lives and Passions used to come for CMA Music Fest in Nashville every June, this was a couple of years after Sheffy, she married Kyle. And
mm-hmm.
So apparently somehow she knew who I was, because when Kyle had just started on the show, he had somehow his username had got linked out, and
mm-hmm.
he was talking to some fans, and I found out that was legit. And apparently, I guess he told her we were possibly looking into doing something charity-wise for him, to set something up, but that never happened. But she said, I remember you. Kyle told me about you. And of course, it was a good thing.
Wow.
I thought it was going to be bad. I thought it was going to be bad at first. and she said, oh, yeah, he told me that, he had talked to you previously on the computer and everything like that. But she's really, really nice. That's all I can say. She
She
laughs almost at everything. She would be signing autographs, and fans in front of her saying, "We hate you, Nicole." And
aww.
She said, "Thank you." She said, "I want to hear that."
That
was kind of funny.
Oh, on Sunday, I did ask Patrick if he knew about Austin and Nicole's past together, because that was part with Austin Peck was on there. But they were working together with Sammy. That's when I think Austin was taking over companies and from Lumi's old apartment. And Nicole got a huge crush on Austin, and I think he kissed her goodbye and he left town, and that was basically their whole big scene. But he said he was aware of it, and there was going to be some Austin-Nicole scenes coming up. So in case anybody didn't hear the interview with Patrick. So, yeah, maybe that's why they're around town.
I'm just trying to figure out why they're not kind of including the whole Austin-Nicole thing. Do you believe they kissed a few times? I'm trying to remember.
I thought they kissed once. He kissed her goodbye. He was leaving town.
Yeah,
that's
right.
I remember. Yeah. So that's what I remember, but I don't know.
But I was telling a friend of mine on the computer earlier, I was like, I don't remember Pat. I didn't start watching Days until about 1998 with the whole Vivian and the chip in her tooth and everything, the whole gear chip. So I don't remember watching Patrick on Days. I just remember watching him on reruns on Saved by the Bell.
Oh.
And
yeah,
that is actually
Patrick
mentioned.
Patrick Muldoon, yeah.
That is actually mentioned in the I-24. And he said he went on to play Jeffrey Hunter, who is famously broke up Kelly and Zach in NBC's Saved by the Bell. So
mm-hmm.
I was like, they included just about everything on both of them in this thing. But I'm really hoping this thing's going to turn out really well, because if this happens really good, I could possibly get more people out here. So look, this happened.
Yeah.
Let's bring some more people out here. I was like, I'm hoping for Sean Christian, because I run a fan site on him, and he tweets with me on our Twitter page. And I was like, Sean, please. But Patrick and Ariel will do.
Yep, that was funny on Sunday. He said he's known for three things
One was Sammy drugging him and having sex with her. Second was his brains getting sucked out at the end of Starship Troopers. And the third one was breaking up Kelly and Zach on Saved by the Bell.
I don't know whether to say that's a good thing or a bad thing to be known for.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, most actors don't have anything, and he has three iconic moments that people remember. And people are picking on him today because his sci-fi movie Ice Spiders was showing today.
Oh, I hadn't seen that.
I couldn't figure out last week when everyone was asking about bugs. I couldn't figure out what you were talking about. Now I know, yeah.
Patrick was battling bugs again.
I'm just wondering if Patrick really still likes being known for Saved by the Bell, because a lot of the other actors like Mario Lopez and Mark Paul Gosselaar and especially Tiffany Thiessen, they are trying to keep that behind them, and it seems like he's the only one, from what I understand, seems to embrace it a little bit.
Well, he was only on, like, what, three episodes, four episodes?
Yeah,
he wasn't
too much, yeah.
Look at Tori Spelling. I mean, she was on there for a few episodes, and she, from what I found out recently, she still embraces it. She just can't stand being known for 90210, but she still uses that as a way to get her business still going.
You know what, we have another call. I think this is Sarah. I want to get her on, but she's been waiting for a while. Hi, is this Sarah? 775? Oh, she just dropped. Well, that's really weird. Okay. So, Anna, do you want to talk about Kate? That's a stupid question.
Oh, sure. do I like to breathe? No, I'm just kidding. Well, let's see. We had a couple episodes this week with Kate and Sammy. I think that's pretty much, yeah, okay. So, like, on Tuesdays, that was the photo shoot, right? Okay, so by the way, when Kate walked into the spa with her funky sunglasses, those were actually Lauren's sunglasses. So I tweeted cause sunglass sighting because those were her real sunglasses. Just a little tidbit. But anyway, she looks adorable as usual. She and Sammy came in, and I guess Sammy just keeps coming up with all these amazingly brilliant ideas. Does somebody have a TV on in the background? I hear background noise or something.
Yeah, sorry,
maybe
I
it's dog,
it down.
Maybe
yeah,
it's
I hear
dog
a lot of
something.
Yeah.
Okay, that's better.
Sorry, I didn't know. I just thought. So they walk into the spa. Of course, Sammy has all these genius ideas all of a sudden. And and they decide to make Chad and Gabby their poster children for Countess Wilhelmina youth line. So they went through this rather hokey, in my opinion, photo shoot, preparation for a photo shoot. I guess you could say, yeah, Anyway, I don't know where that's all leading, but they're trying to make them this the couple to the modeling to model their products or whatever. And but I love the scenes with Kate and Sammy. Those are always good. I mean, they're cute. They find that the actors find that right balance, you know, between, you know, they've got the frenemy thing going. I think a lot of people, I've seen so much positive response of, you know, seeing Sammy and Kate together, whether together or apart or whatever. I mean, like for each other, against each other, they're still interesting. And then, of course, on Friday, they had some more scenes together, and
Sammy stabbing Kate in the back.
Kate wants her chop, chop, chop to get this thing up and going, this promotion. And then you see this scene where Madison's talking to someone off camera about whatever, you know, I don't remember. Do you guys remember how she said it? Anyway, she was basically saying, you know, oh, you're doing a great job, blah, blah, blah. And then the camera turns and she's talking to Sammy. So it's revealed that Sammy and Madison are working together. And basically, Sammy's a mole for Kate's company. So I like the way, I mean, as I've always said, I felt like Madison it was kind of useless and really don't care about her being on the show. But it is an interesting twist because we know it's going to come back around. I mean, we know that the end is not going to be just this first phase. So it seems like it could be a pretty interesting story from the standpoint of, I mean, people already
you
like
know Kate's going to get them back
Kate,
somehow.
Kate and Sammy working together, whether they're working for each other or against each other, they really enjoy those scenes. And so it should be pretty interesting, you know, when Kate, if she hasn't already figured it out, when Kate figures it out and then doubles back on her. So it's laying the groundwork for some interesting stuff, I think. So anyway, on the subject of Madison, we can also discuss how the wardrobe department apparently continues to hate her. I'll just say that and leave that alone. But I can't exactly figure out what her style is supposed to be, but right now it's bordering on 12-year-old without style, without any style. Anyway, I don't know. Those are the main things that I can remember from Kate's scenes this week.
Well, the whole thing that didn't make any sense to me is if Sammy's planning on stabbing Kate in the back, then why the hell is she dragging her sister-in-law in on this? Why is she
getting
Gabby involved?
Yeah, she sort of feels bad about that, but she doesn't, you know, kind of thing.
But she's the one who pushed Gabby. She pushed her into this whole thing.
Yeah.
This whole thing was Sammy's idea to have Gabby.
Well, then, is that because she's trying to get back at Gabby for supposedly hurting Will? But then that's her sister-in-law as well as her son's ex-girlfriend. So
yeah.
I was surprised just because you would think that she would, for Will's sake, she wouldn't want to align herself with her just because of that.
Right.
But obviously Sammy never thinks about those things anyway. She's talking
about it's her husband's sister, too, you know.
Well, I think what they were trying to do is get these amateurs. I mean, from what I gather, basically they deliberately picked these amateurs, hoping
and
that
they might turn out to
fail.
Be very successful for Kate.
Yeah.
And backfire on them. Right.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Right.
Yeah. They're
going
to be really a hit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
I understand is Sammy, Kate is a better boss to Sammy than Madison is.
I know.
I think so, too. And just Sammy forget. Kate was really trying to be her friend lately.
Yeah.
I mean, although I don't know if Kate has an ulterior motive, I don't know. She might be planning something and was really not sincere either, but she forgot all those times that she helped her. Well, she risked her life there to cover up for Sammy shooting EJ. Was what helped her when Johnny was kidnapped.
Oh, yeah.
And Madison has been a bitch to her. So I don't know. I don't know why she's...
I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. I like seeing Sammy in a professional atmosphere, though. I like seeing her for a change be in more of a professional role. I don't know. It's nice to see all of Salem pretty much working. It's nice because if you think back a few years, maybe not even that long, everybody pretty much talked over a cup of coffee at the pub, and then they would move over to the Cheatin' Heart, and then they would move over, you know, to the hospital. And it was like, you know, the hospital foyer was, you know, where everything, you know, was discussed and everything. So it's nice. I'm honestly not missing the hospital, even though it's a key part of Salem.
Yeah.
And I hope they bring it back eventually, and I think they will. But but it's been a nice change of pace, don't you guys think, to just have some different sets and the different things. And I love the Hortontown Set Square. I still love that. I think that was a great idea to have something like that. It's just changed the whole look of Salem and the whole energy. I mean, you actually feel like there are actually other people in Salem besides the people that we know.
You do get
people
catch glimpses
in the background
of them,
milling around and shopping and stuff. And
I guess we'll see this new coffee place that Chad and Sunny are supposed to start.
Yeah.
So that'll be new. And I like the scenes with Stefano and Chad too.
Today.
That was good. Those were great. I mean, I have to admit, I do like Chad as a Samira son. I mean, if they're going to have to have another one, I think he's fitting in.
Yeah, I love their scenes. I feel like when he's in scenes with Joe Mascolo, he automatically, I mean, it just becomes that much better. I mean, he's a good actor, but it really elevates.
Oh, anytime they're in with veteran actors,
they're
much better.
Yeah, anytime they're in with these adventures,
any of them.
Mm-hmm. So, and I loved how, you know, Kate asked asked him to, hey, if he would just mind stopping by sometime to see his dad, or, you know, it was sweet. So.
I like when he left, too, and he said to Stefano, you know, you don't have to buy the coffee for me, but when I start, you can come and have buy the coffee from me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I love that. Was a good line. Yes.
And yeah, really, like, you don't have to help me, you know, don't buy it for me, but when I get successful, and you come and buy a coffee from me.
Right.
So I like that line.
Yeah. Do you get me feeling it foreshadowing, though? Because, like, didn't they say something about his diabetes again? And then, like, something, didn't Kate say something to Chad or somebody say mm-hmm. something about him, his health or his father's health or something like that? Or
he talked about the diabetes a lot the last couple of years, and he said
he's
fine. Yeah, Kate actually said he's fine, but, you know, basically telling Chad he's an older man with problems and health problems, and he needs to send more.
Yeah.
I mean, she was just guilt-tripping him.
Oh.
I think that was good.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
But you get Sarah back when you're back on.
Okay.
Hey, Sarah.
Hello.
Hey. Jake, you want to talk about tonight?
Sorry, what was that?
Is there anything you want to talk about tonight?
Well, it was nice to see Maggie and Victor this week.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Well, you always talk about the Damaras.
Yeah, hey,
that's
I don't blame you. I love Magic. I'm
mm-hmm.
glad you're finally back on the show. There for a while, they disappeared.
See how long that lasts?
Yeah. Yeah. So what do you think is going to happen with Daniel, with Victor telling Daniel about is he going to tell Daniel about his involvement?
I think he'll get scared and say nothing.
Probably.
Yeah.
Speaking of Daniel, my favorite line of the whole show was when Gabby was talking when Melanie told Gabby that her daddy's going to leave town for a little while and she doesn't know when he's going to be back. And she says, well, you know, just think about it. He can go hiking and surfing and get a tan or tanner. Oh, my
tanner.
God. Thank you.
Yeah.
Somebody finally got all these years of us teasing about Dr. Tan, you know. So, And does anyone find it ironic that after all those years of filling up patients and Dr. Copperfield and all the, you know, things that we've called him in the past,
mm-hmm.
that he would leave town with the shaky hand disease? I mean, it's almost kind of like
what do you get?
Karma. Like, I mean, it's not like
funny.
He can still do it. It's like, no, he can still do that part of his job. not to make light of that if it were a real person, but you know he's not a real person. So.
Right.
Anyway, so I love that. It was like I love those little shout outs when the writers stick something in there that we have talked about and they know we've talked about it. You know, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cute. Oh, I want to mention today, too, I guess Silver Weekly's reporting that Nana Bjorklund is very, very, very close to re-signing with Days.
Nadia signed with
Days
again?
Oh. Yeah, Nadia's coming back.
Yeah.
So.
Huh.
Yeah.
So, well, I heard Daniel's going to be coming back eventually, right? I mean, I heard that was spoiled a lot.
Yeah,
so.
Back.
I
yeah.
hope Daniel and Chloe don't get back together again, though.
Yeah, we're going to put her with. Not who are we going to put her with?
Some people are thinking Chloe's back to save Brady from Madison. I'm not sure.
Wait, who?
Wait,
what's
that? Chloe and Brady? I could see that.
Oh,
yeah.
That would be awesome. If it's not
that
Nicole,
would be awesome.
If it were not going to be Nicole, I could go for that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because Madison needs to, do
go away.
Do and then leave town.
Yeah.
Leave town with all those nasty outfits she has.
That's Madison. Yeah. See, to me, she just her. It's not age appropriate. Okay. It's too tight. It's too short.
Too shiny.
Half the time she's
I don't know. What was she wearing this week?
She's wearing, this week she was wearing towels. Or sheets. So every time I turn,
or robe.
Every time I turn on TV, she's disrobed. It's like, holy cow, that's a lot. So if Chloe comes back to break up Radisson, I think that'd be great. When we were talking about unemployment and the jobs and everything, how great it is, everybody has a job. Yeah, I mean, when Higley was writing, remember everybody was getting into prostitution and pimping?
Yeah.
So apparently Aid turned the economy around pretty quickly.
Yeah. No, awesome.
Yeah, but even Quinn has a real job, so.
And now all of the Salem PD detectives are getting tablets. Isn't that awesome? I thought that was so cool. Mm-hmm. To like actually catch the people they've been trying to catch all these years, I thought, good luck with that. Didn't Bo mention Maroney or something like that?
Maroney?
Like, wasn't that an old character wasn't that a shout out to an old story? Like, I think Kate was involved with him at one point. Maroney?
Yeah, I kind of, I vaguely remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and when he said that name, I was like, I think I remember that character. I mean, I didn't watch during that era. I took a break some days, but I seem to remember seeing something about that in Kate's, like, history or something. So I don't know if it's the same Maroney, but I heard that, and I was like, oh, interesting.
Well, the thing that's funny is Joe Muscolo, when he was on The Bold and the Beautiful for a few years, he played a Massimo Maroney.
Oh,
so that was his character's name.
Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe that's where it was. Maybe that's what we're thinking of.
Beth saying that Brandon Walker had married Angela Maroney. I don't remember that at all.
I don't remember that.
Steve, Jack, and Jennifer said, now that means Salem PD will be playing Angry Birds at the Brady Pub.
How about when Hope was saying about she was so upset she wanted to, you know, she wants to find out who's, you know, how to get that key, and she knows it's Stefano. She wants to break into the Mirror Mansion, and she wants to break in, and he says, well, I can't let you do that or something. He says, we have to play by the rules, or we always play by the rules, and he says, well, more or less. I'm there. Yeah. I'm glad you added that, Bo.
Thank you.
You never play by the rules. The Hortons don't play by the rules either. So, more or less, he said. Yeah. So, and what do you think about Hope being a model? Madison wants Hope to.
Yeah,
Madison wants Hope.
Model.
Oh, I thought she
wanted
Abby.
Madison wants.
Oh.
No.
She wants Hope.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess she wants Abby too, but she wants Hope for the older line, which they're saying that they're going after.
I think the whole thing is that Sammy gave Kate the wrong dates. Like she said, oh yeah, Madison's planning on rolling out XYZ in April 30th or something, when she's really planning on doing it like March 31st or whatever, so she can lull Kate into thinking they have time when they really don't, or something like that, or I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Time to one up them, I guess you could say. But
yeah.
So
I was going to say about I forgot. Oh, about Carrie and Rafe working with Bo and Hope on their task force for the Vote
Who
Wanted. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I mean, Carrie was right at the end of it about it's a conflict of interest for her working for the police as a defense attorney. I mean, who the hell is going to hire Carrie as a defense attorney knowing that she's working with Bill and Hope? That doesn't make any sense. That, you know.
Oh.
I could see them maybe rehiring Rafe or something and have them do some investigating. But, I mean, having Carrie involved makes no sense at all whatsoever. So I don't
know.
Except
for that they want Carrie and Rafe to have more sweaty scenes where they have to, like, towel each other down.
I had to laugh when we were talking about, why don't they just go get Stans?
the very next day, the very next episode, Carrie and Rafe come walking in with fans on their own.
That was fun.
Didn't hear us say that.
We just talked about that, you're right.
Yeah, we had just talked about that, you know. Oh, and then Sammy came in. When Sammy came in, she says, well, why didn't you just work from home? And I think we even mentioned that.
Yeah.
Sammy
yeah.
came in. She says, well, why didn't you just work from home? Why did you have to be here when it was so hot? Yeah. Oh, they were expecting
really?
Someone or something. That was their answer.
Yeah.
They
never
were expecting
showed.
A client. Yeah. Who never showed. Yeah. I thought that was funny when they brought in the fans. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, the whole carrying racing is just bad. All the way around.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, Carrie, you know, the only thing is, like, I really want Rafe away from Sammy, so I'm kind
yeah.
of enjoying the fact that he's away from her more. And, you know, I kind of like, I mean, I don't know that I'd want an end game, because, you know what, I'd really want end game with Rafe, but I'm actually kind of, I mean, even though it's really cheesy, I guess mm-hmm. I'm kind of enjoying the fact that, for some reason, I kind of feel like the way they're writing them right now, like Carrie and Rafe can kind of be more themselves together. And, like,
yeah.
they're more uptight or they're more, I don't know how to explain. I mean, Carrie and Austin fans would be upset at me saying that. But it just seems like they're more at ease in the way they're writing them right now. They're more at ease than when they're with their respective spouses. I don't know. It's just an observation.
Hmm. Yeah, no. I just think Carrie and Rafe are more boring
yeah.
together than
they
are with her.
Boring to boringer. Yeah,
that's true. Well, speaking of something that wasn't boring, EJ was flirting with Will on Monday, so I wasn't quite expecting that.
He was flirting with who? Will?
With Will.
That's the new
and
couple everybody wants.
Oh, I know, yeah. I know. I saw that, but I did love their scene. That part of the story was really good.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good. I'm enjoying that. I just it's good. Yeah, so they've got some pretty good things going on. I think the show's getting a little better. I mean, people are still complaining, but the you know I know Jammy's the one he jammy back and all that stuff, and who knows how that's going to go. But I feel like from everything I've heard and also what I'm seeing is there's getting to be a buildup where February sweeps into March. You know, February sweeps might actually seem like a sweeps month this time.
Right.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of things going to be, like, blowing
yeah,
up, you know.
Mysterious
yeah.
Ian McAllister shows up in early February, February 9th. So I'm looking forward to that. And there's some, and then I think Brian DiTillo makes his first appearance in February. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's March. Well, is it February? I don't know.
You know, I think it's the beginning of March. I think Lisa Rinna's the second week of March.
Yeah, probably around
March,
that time.
So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Lisa's first air date is March 9th. So
yeah.
That's around there.
Hmm.
Yeah, so Patrick told us he just started filming scenes with Brian last week. So that was
right.
kind of, yeah, so that was kind of odd. It took so long.
Yeah. Well, and there were a lot of indications on Twitter that Friday was a very dramatic day on the set. And not, I mean, in terms of the show, not like behind the scenes, but so there was probably some heavy stuff going down. So pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, but this, yeah, the whole EJ flirting with Will thing, that was really bizarre. It's really obvious that EJ knows Will's gay. And
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, but him flirting with him, that was just.
He was turning on the charm, huh?
Uh-huh.
That's kind
yeah,
of
so
icky, though, thinking about it. Like, it's his stepson or something, you know, like. Has been off and on, you know.
Yeah, and
but,
he's a half-brother of his children.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he's serious.
No, I think he was flirting in the sense of wooing him, kind of wooing him in, you know, pulling him in. Kind of. But that's an interesting dynamic, and I don't know.
I mean, I'm enjoying the Will. I think they have an actor in Chandler that
mm-hmm.
can really carry off having a front burner story. That and what I like about it too is they're involving. You know, it's an umbrella story that involves several of the adult characters. You know, of the more grown up,
mm-hmm.
mature veteran characters. So, and I think that's only going to grow as the story progresses. And I like that because it's not all about the young adults or the teenagers. You know, yeah, they have their little gatherings every once in a while, but it's nice that they do manage to integrate them into the, you know, the other scene, other relationships with their family and stuff. I'm trying to think what else.
Steve, Jack, and Jennifer wanted to mention, and I've seen this on other message boards. A lot of fans are getting upset. But Melissa Reeves, who plays Jennifer, for some reason is blocking Jack and Jennifer friends on Twitter. So,
what's up with that?
Yeah, I really don't know. I don't tweet to Melissa, so I don't think I've ever said anything for her to be blocked, and she doesn't tweet that much anyway. But basically, if anybody says anything negative about Jennifer, not really her, not Melissa, but Jennifer, to Melissa, then I guess she blocks you. So, I've seen people complain about that last week. I don't know if she was still doing that or not. But I can tell with some of her interviews, she seemed really upset that the fans weren't happy with Jennifer, and she was saying things like, oh, women need to stick up for women and all that, and just, you know, and it's kind of hard to stick up for her when she's dating two guys at the same time, and... You know, and after several months, she still hasn't picked a guy, and it seems like she loves Dan more than she loves Jack, just from the way it looks. And, obviously that's an upset that Jack Jennifer fans, but a lot of these fans are insisting they're not mean-tweeting her, and they shouldn't be blocked. So I don't know, and I don't know if Melissa is the sole person who controls her Twitter account or if she has someone doing it for her. But, I have seen that people were complaining about it. So, I've blocked people on Twitter. I block people daily on Twitter. It's like getting that stupid spam all the time. So I always report them and block them. But, I only block someone myself if someone's just being really extremely obnoxious and rude, and then it's time for them to go. Like, I had some Ravens fan up my butt last weekend. I have no idea what the problem was. I didn't even block that person, but I wasn't talking to that person. The person has nothing to do with days. They just saw me. I just tweeted, oh, I hate the Ravens and the Patriots, and the guy starts bashing me, and, I have no idea how he even found me, But, yes, I don't, I mean, I guess it's better than Melissa fighting with people on Twitter. So, then I don't know. Unless someone does something really extreme, I don't see the point of blocking them just because they said they're not real happy with Jennifer right now.
Right.
But I don't know.
That's part of being on a soap opera, unfortunately. I mean, as long as they're, if somebody's mean or disrespectful, I can understand it, or using profanity in a negative way towards her or something. I can understand because she didn't sign up for that part. But being on the soap, you have to expect that. You always hope that the fans are going to like the story, but they have to expect that there's going to be some controversy or else the writers aren't doing their job. So I don't know. I didn't see any of it. I heard about it, but I didn't see any of it. So I can't really speak to what happened, but, maybe she just got sick of it, but I don't know. Some people are better on Twitter than others as far as handling fans and stuff, but.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let me grab Madeline. I didn't see she was on hold. So I'm going to get Madeline on. Hey, Madeline.
Hi guys.
What's up?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
Pretty good.
Anything you want to talk about?
No, I was just listening to you guys talk about Melissa Reeves.
Yeah, did you know about the blocking thing? That's kind of odd.
Yeah, I heard about it actually last week.
Yeah.
Got it. I don't get it either. You know, if she can't handle differing opinions, maybe. Because it doesn't sound like the people she's blocking. I don't know. I mean, I haven't. They're saying they haven't said anything rude, but I guess it's all relative to how you see it.
Mm-hmm.
So, maybe it was. Maybe these people.
Yeah, I didn't catch all.
So.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't catch all Fridays. What was going on with Bope and Stefano and the whole safe deposit key thing?
They kind of tricked him to come to the safety deposit. They had somebody come in and pretend that they were somebody from the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And said that there was a problem with his safety deposit book. Could they meet him at the bank? Meet them at the bank to draw him out because they suspected
uh-huh.
it was him. That was the other people were. So
uh-huh.
they were watching and waiting for him, and here, there he came. You know, and that's what that was all about. Yes, one of their.
You know, you would think he would have been smarter than that, given that he knew that they were fishing around.
Than that. That's my entire issue with how they're writing the Damaris.
Well, right, that's true.
Of course,
that's true. They're writing.
But we have to keep in mind, maybe he's got a trick up his sleeve. So maybe he knew he was falling into a trap. But
no, because the way they're making it. Did you see the preview?
No, uh-uh.
For next week. They've got him there opening the box, and he's warning them, be careful. Are you sure you want to do this? Because it's going to be bad.
Oh. Ooh, this
whose phone's making all that noise?
What is that? Somebody's phone's making. There.
Okay, that's better. Cool.
Run away. Oh, and there it's back. Anyway, I don't like... I mean, I like Will and EJ. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. This new EJ, he just gets meaner. I don't find him amusing. He still doesn't have his humor back. And he's not particularly smart. not the way he ought to be. None of them are. So, I don't know. I watched 3 days this week, and I was tired last night, so I fell asleep, but it wasn't. I've been tired before, and if it's really good, I'll be glued to it. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't find it. Monday was good. Monday with Will was good.
Yeah, I think he just
wasn't particularly. I wasn't particularly impressed with Marlena's visit.
Yeah, that was
It was, you know, I just feel like neither side is going to be allowed to do anything particularly decisive because, you know, neither one of them are going to end up off the show. So what are they going to do? It's actually going to be, you know, she's not going to shoot him. And he's
she went into bitch mode with EJ.
Oh,
wow. Yeah.
You know, if they were actually going to have her do something or they were actually going to have her.
Threatening. She's threatening. Yeah, Marlena. Ooh, we're real scared of you. Really.
She did stick a syringe in the Stefano, though. It was funny, though, because a lot of people were laughing when Marlena thought EJ was using Will to get back at her. And everybody's like, yeah, Marlena, it's all about you.
It's like Sammy like mother.
Yeah, EJ's not obsessed with Marlena. He doesn't care. I mean,
he's not
obsessed
with the night.
Yeah, but he is. I mean, he went out of his way to go after John, and that doesn't make any sense either. So
it doesn't, no.
I have to give him sort of a, not that I agree, because I think it's stupid that you should assume that he's not for her.
I mean,
even for her, that's dumb, because, I mean, what has he been obsessed with all along? Not her, Samantha.
Mm-hmm.
going after John all the stupider. But
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
the whole thing about the whole thing about her complaining that to Will, you know, what are you getting involved with the Nibiru's for? No matter, you know, if you get involved with the, it's always bad news to get involved with a Demira, period. It's like,
mm-hmm.
okay. Are we supposed to assume she's only talking about EJ and Stefano? Or are we
mm-hmm.
supposed to assume that she's talking about the whole damn family, in which case, you know, she's married to one.
She's married to one.
She's
exactly.
number. She's been
yeah, they keep forgetting that. She keeps
you know?
Forgetting that.
Now,
yeah.
The writers would like
this is what I hate about
that.
This show. Yeah.
The problem is if they make EJ John and Hope's kid, then
mm-hmm.
they're going to have to remember it because other than turning around and saying, Stefano made up the whole bit about Tony and Santo, and he can't say that either because. Then Sean went along with it. Why would Sean go along with it if it was all a lie? They can't just rewrite it and say it was Stefano made it up.
Well, whether John is EJ's father, EJ will always be a Demira, even though his biological
yeah.
father
they
is John.
Make,
yeah, just same with Tony.
To
you know, we know
John
Tony wasn't really biologically
did.
A Demira, but he was raised by one, so he still is
yeah.
one.
Right.
I mean,
and
they
if
could
they
say he's a Horton and a Black or whatever.
If they
yeah,
keep changing change. The history on this show, it only makes it worse.
I know.
And they
keep
and
changing
they
paternities all the time, and it's just ridiculous. It
well,
gets
and they
old.
That was the first thing they promised not to do. And it was the first thing.
An EJ of all
first
people.
First promise they broke.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Why don't,
the
why don't they make
EJ
somebody not
God
Horton instead
Ill.
Of somebody not a Demira? How about Pope not being a Horton? You know, or somebody. Or Maggie, not really. I don't know.
Well, I
thought Maggie was hurting my marriage. Yeah.
The big secret in the box.
Yeah, or
John and Hope.
You know.
Why is this going to ruin? Why is this going to ruin anything? Because it's not like Marlena doesn't know that John slept with Hope.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean,
yeah, that's
just,
right. It's
what's
not that
the big
so
deal.
Secret.
Oh, but who wants to remember submarine sex?
A lot of people do, actually. They love
really?
It. Really? It's really hot.
Really?
And please explain to me what it is that everybody sees with, you know, John having sex with anybody. I'm not quite.
He was hot with Kate.
mm-hmm. Well, you liked Kate. Not with,
oh,
not
yeah,
Cole.
But I thought their I love their relationship, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like John and Isabella, too. They really were a nice couple.
Okay, I like John and Isabella, but that was because the story was so amazing because of Sherry
mm-hmm.
Anderson. She
mm-hmm.
really made that into a wonderful, I mean, the way they killed her off was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I still remember that. That's one of those moments you still remember. So, but it wasn't, I'm sorry, it wasn't because of John. It just wasn't. For me.
Anybody else think it's goofy that Marlena's insisting that Will call her Dr. Evans?
Yeah, Doc. Yeah, that was weird. Where did that come? Do you think
that's
you
Grandma?
Think that
like she doesn't want to be called
that?
Grandma. Yeah, Marlena, you're old.
Makes me wonder if that's a Deidre thing.
You're
I
a grandma.
Mean, no offense.
That's a Deidre thing.
It almost sounds like something she would say. Look, I don't want
that
this young adult calling
is
me grandma.
A Deidre thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying.
More than a Marlena thing.
Like it's more like it comes from. Her than
yeah.
from the
that's
character
what I
because
thinking.
Why would the character want her grandson to call her Doc? I mean, you know,
that's
yeah.
weird.
When
that
he said grandma, she
so
got this disgusted look on her face, like, oh, and then he
so
said, oh, that's right,
family.
Doc.
If you're so into family, what does it matter what they call you?
I know.
Right. And she's got so many fucking grandkids.
I mean, that just makes her look like she got more hang-ups, and she's even more of a hypocrite
yeah.
than she already is, and she's a pretty big mm-hmm. hypocrite at this point.
mm-hmm. Well, yeah, Sammy kind of pointed that out, so. yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
yeah,
good.
Well, I wasn't too I have no problem with Samantha pointing the finger at Marlene because she really does deserve it, but for her to use things that for her to use her not being there for Grace's funeral, I don't know. That That's like cheating.
Yeah.
That just feels like it's on screen. Because it's not, how can you blame the character because the actors got fired?
Yeah,
really good point.
You know, there's
plenty
of other things she could blame her for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are plenty of other things. And, of course, they're never even-handed either. It's not like, and it's not like Marlena hasn't been there for, which has never been my problem, that she hasn't been there for. But she is a hypocrite because she treats her kids differently. And she pretends
mm-hmm.
that she doesn't. She swears up and down she loves them all the same. But she doesn't love them all the same. She doesn't treat them all the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's my, that's what they ought to be arguing, but they won't do that, I guess. And it just makes Sammy look worse. I kind of wonder with the writers sometimes if they want Sammy to look worse. Which, you know, if they're trying to take her back to where she used to be, I have no problem with that. If they're actually making her so that, you know, maybe she could be with EJ again. That would be okay with me. But I don't kind of get that impression.
I mean, Marlena's going to be seriously biting her tongue every time Sammy lashes out with her, you know, knowing that she knows about the EJME sex. I mean, she has to be like, I mean, I don't have that self-control. I mean, I would have said, you know, you stupid bitch, you slept with EJ. But, you know, I'm not Marlena, I guess. But, so every time I see Sammy yelling at Marlena.
If she starts saying things that were told to her in confidence, then nobody's going to want to have her for a psychiatrist. And she's not exactly working at the moment. And since they're broke, she needs to be.
Yeah.
So I guess she really needs to watch her tongue. Has Bowen Hope started seeing her yet?
Yeah, they did. But it was only the one time.
Mm.
And that was mostly about Zach. And they lost trust in each other and him, both Carly and blah blah blah. And, but
Jack hasn't seen her again. He only saw her that once, right?
Yeah, it was just the one time. And I guess Bo doesn't want to go back to see things that's going to make things worse. So, which is kind of interesting. But just interviewing Deidre, she honestly wants Marlena to be the Alice Horton of the show. So I'm not surprised that all of a sudden now we have half of Salem in therapy.
Yeah.
The one person who really needs a therapy is Jack, and she only did one episode with him.
Yeah, and that was at the Brady Pub.
Yeah.
HIPAA, anyone? No.
Oh, and Steve Jack and Jen mentioned
Jack
that.
That it's this week.
Yeah. Yeah, Jack's PTSD storyline is picking up again this week. So, it just kind of goofy. But, I mean, even Quinn is being a therapist, you know, off screen. So, it's like an epidemic.
They've kind of ruined Maggie as the heir apparent. I mean,
yeah,
how can you have an Alice Horton who's married to Victor Kiriakis? So,
Does anyone wonder how Quinn makes any money because they keep giving away all these spa things? Like Mel wouldn't let Maggie pay for her spa visit or whatever. I'm like, hello, she's married to Victor Kiriakis. You know, the guy needs to make some money.
Pay
here
for everybody.
For spa, you know. I mean, they keep.
I guess
these
I'd wonder if I actually cared about Quinn, but I don't.
Yeah. Well, that just crossed my mind when Mel jumped in and said that. I was like, she can afford it.
He can take his shirt off, you know.
Yeah, I don't mind
like
him shirtless.
Cool,
I don't mind him taking his shirt off, no.
The actor seems like a cool guy.
He's a beautiful smile, too.
Nice eye candy, but they've done nothing with his character, so I don't understand why they brought him back.
They've given, well, probably to provide the setting for
eye
martial
candy.
Arts, because he's in martial arts in real life and everything. Maybe that's, I don't know. But I personally enjoyed the hand massage he gave Kate one day. I was like, I tweeted to Lauren. I said, you should sign up for a whole hour next time. That was pretty hot. I was like, ooh, do the other hand.
Well,
yeah, find somebody to give that man, you know. Jeez.
I shouldn't say this because it might come back to bite me, but I kind of hope the rumors about a murder spree are on because, man, this show is just...
There's so many
oh,
they could
Lord.
Murder. But they're going to murder the wrong one, I have a feeling.
They're going to murder
they're gonna
the
murder.
Wrong ones again.
Yeah,
yep.
Right.
They're
going to
murder the one we don't want. And
honestly, at this point, I can't imagine them murdering anybody I'd really care about other than Nicole or EJ.
Oh, no, that's not going to happen.
What? Say that again?
I don't, there's, other than EJ and Nicole and maybe Kate, there's really nobody they could murder
maybe
that
Kate.
I give a damn about.
Oh, okay, you don't want them to murder EJ and Nicole is what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah. You know, if they, or even William, that's, you know, there's a list, I mean, the people I'd like them to murder is an awful lot longer.
They better not touch Kate, that's all I got to say.
Yeah.
I don't know. And it's not going to work unless they kill somebody who's important to the show, to a majority of the characters so that, you know, people care.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't need to do they don't need to do everybody like the last murder spree was.
Oh,
they kill everybody important.
And then bring them back. Oh, don't do that again.
But,
they want ratings. They just need to bring Teo back. Good grief.
Yeah.
There you go.
They need to bring it back with some decent writing. But,
yeah.
Because, I mean, we have some good actors, and believe me, I want them back, but we have some good actors, and they don't know what to do with them. I swear they do not, these people don't have a clue how to write Daenerys. So.
That's the problem right there. They don't know what to do with the Daenerys, and so
they just don't
do anything.
They have these wonderful characters, and the only thing they can think to do with them is turn them into, you know, villains without any...
Cartoon.
They're villains who can't do anything. I mean, so what do you, you know, how are they going to look? They look like wimps. They sound great.
Terry Anderson back writing,
too. And the acting is great, but you got to have follow-through, and they won't let them do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, because, you know, somebody might die or, you know, so they've spent, you know, these people aren't any better than Tina, if you ask me. They're not letting them do anything really serious.
Mm-hmm.
So, EJ sounds better. He sounds more in charge and he doesn't sound like such a stupid idiot, but he's still, what's he done?
Mm-hmm.
With Sammy. What's he done since these people came on and started writing? Okay, he's had Will steal one thing so far off of Abe's computer. Wow.
I should be able to tell
Abe
someone downloaded it.
Problem. He's stealing from Abe is probably the easiest person to steal from on their show.
Yeah. So, anybody have anything else tonight? I'm trying to think of something.
Mm-hmm. Guys, talk about Sammy actually still working for
Madison?
Madison.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Going after
I'm looking forward to seeing all of the plot twists on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Should be interesting.
Well, I'm curious to see I take it Ian is showing up, what, in a week or 2 weeks?
February 9th, to be exact.
Oh, gosh, a whole month.
Have
another month?
About two weeks, two and a half weeks, maybe? Yes,
yeah.
I'm very excited about that, in case you couldn't tell.
Mm-mm.
He looks hot, let me tell you. I've seen some recent pictures of him.
Well,
he's
a lot older, so...
What do you mean he's a lot older?
He's gray now.
He doesn't look like he did
when he was Duke Lavery.
No. Actually, I think he looks better now.
I love him.
He's hot. I mean, like, with the silver, the black and, salt and pepper.
I don't watch B&B, so I don't know what he was like on the show.
He was a virgin.
I didn't watch that, but I've seen pictures of him.
He was a virgin?
He was a virgin. He begged Taylor to sex him off because he thought he was dying, and she did, and he didn't die. And then Ridge found out, and Ridge dumped her ass. So I can't. That's just lowered my...
And that, in a nutshell, is why I don't watch B&B.
Yes. So that's what happened with his character. Yeah, it was just bad. I just, every time I looked at him, I keep thinking Virgin, you know. So.
The one show, the one soap opera that's even miles worse than Days of Our Lives. Every time I hear about their stories, it just makes me laugh.
Well, they have the same problem Days does. Their younger cast isn't very good. And
right.
On top of that, and it's never been good,
actually.
Other than
Will, and they've put Will into the adults, with the adults,
yeah.
And so he's not, I mean, if they're really going to end to have him end up with Sonny, they need to start bringing Sonny into the, and I mean, if the only thing they can do with Chad is have him go between the girls and then show up at the mansion every once in a while to have the same conversation with Stefano, why did they make him a De Niro? It's just so stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was thinking, I think B&B kind of started the whole constant swapping of wives thing. Because, I mean,
oh, no, they were doing, they
oh,
were
they
doing
were,
an OYR
yeah.
years ago.
yeah, but I mean, no, and we're talking about a character getting married 3 times in 1 year. I mean,
it was just constantly swapping.
You know, oh, Brooke loves Nick, and the next day she's giving the exact same speech to Ridge about how much she loves him, and it was just, okay, I'm done. This woman can't make
her
mind.
Oh, like Phyllis from Y&R. She's now been married to, you know, how many different guys on the show? I think pretty much all of them.
Well, all the Foresters, yeah. So, back
no,
with
just
that,
on Y&R.
Oh, on Y&R, yeah. So, but,
Phyllis, and now Sharon, because they married Sharon to Victor, so now she's been married to him and his kids.
she's the Brooke of that show.
It's getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
And, you know, back about... in the early 90s, maybe it was the late 80s, but apparently there were a few producers who came over from Y&R to Days, and that's when they started doing like that on Days, the whole Shane and Kayla thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Which would never have happened just a few years before that.
Especially when Mary Beth begged them not to do it, and they did it anyway.
And when Sherry came back, it kind of stopped for a little while. And then when she left, JR kept, you know, Riley kept doing it even more. The whole Sammy, Carrie, Austin, and Mike. And it was just never ending.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind them kind of switching up the couples now on the show. So that Safe was getting kind of boring, and Carrie and Austin could be, you know, you could shake them up a little bit.
Well, I think partly,
you know,
because there isn't any couples on the show that are all that compelling to watch. Other than maybe Jack and Jennifer, and they've made Jennifer such a shrew, I don't care anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And they've ruined EJ and Nicole for me, pretty much, with Taylor. Nicole just looks stupid now. For not being utterly suspicious, and they could be making it interesting if she wasn't sleeping with him. She shouldn't have jumped back into bed with him after they put her. And if they do choose to go with Jamie, you know, they've still got a long road to do that, and I just don't see that. They don't tend to do all the beats in the story that need to be. I hate using that word. I see people use it all the time, and I don't think sometimes I don't think they understand what it means. But if they did Sammy and EJ, they could make it work. But it wouldn't be a typical super couple kind of relationship. They've got a very twisted relationship, which would be fun to watch if they knew how to do it. And I don't think these people do.
Yeah. I mean, it's possible, but you got Kate and Stefano working.
So.
You know, usually they do work just because they have all the chemistry they have. But I don't know. I just think Sam and EJ just have too much water on them. They're just too much stuff. And I can't imagine them just sitting there and eating breakfast together with the kids and having a great time.
No. They can't have that kind of relationship.
They just
need
to have hot couch sex, even if it's on the street.
But everybody's had that couch, though.
Yeah, that couch.
That's true.
I kept thinking when EJ gave Nicole the gift of
getting, you know, Nate Berkus to come in or whoever, the designer to come in. And do, I was thinking the first thing that was going to go was that couch, but nope.
If they're going to keep EJ such a prick, no relationship he has ought to be normal. It shouldn't be normal with Nicole, and it shouldn't be normal with Sammy or anyone else for that matter, because he's a sick individual. So, you know, and especially with Sammy and Nicole, who know him at this point and know how much he's pulled on both of them, they could be having hot sex. Doesn't mean they need to be married or in a, you know, in a normal relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be sick and twisted, which is, it can be fun.
Yeah.
It could be a lot of fun. But
no,
no breakfast with the kids eating oatmeal and silly talk and tickling and all of that, you know. No. That's ridiculous.
What do you guys think
they need to be trying
to
get the goods on each other and then, you know, ending up in a situation where one of them has it over the other one and they're, you know, whatever. But and they can make that really, really fascinating to watch, but not where they trust each other.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, nobody should be trusting him if they're going to make him so awful.
Yeah.
The problem is, he reminds me, I was complaining about this to a friend, he reminds me more and more of Peter Blake. And the guy saying Peter Blake was very, he was gorgeous. But Peter Blake as a character, was he wasn't terribly smart. He didn't exactly have a ton of charisma, and he wasn't necessarily very funny that I remember at all.
Mm-hmm.
Now, EJ used to be really, you know, dry. He had wonderful dry sense of humor, and he was funny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wicked. He was wicked.
Yeah.
See, Peter was never wicked. Peter was just swarmy. And that's what they're doing with EJ. He's swarmy now. He's not wicked. You know? I miss that. When he first came on the show, and I hate even saying this to give Riley any credit whatsoever. And maybe it wasn't completely him as much as it was Hogan, but EJ used to be a lot of fun to watch.
I think his best writing for EJ was when he first got there with, actually that was Beth Milstein who wrote for EJ. It really wasn't Riley. Yeah, Riley, was that Riley's idea to bring him on the show, but it was Beth Milstein who wrote. He was fired before he started writing for EJ.
And then Hogan. I have wonderful script writers. I go back to 2007 and I listen to shows and I just, sigh.
Oh, yeah, EJ was slick. He was great. Yeah.
Yeah. Even when they were trying to bring him around so he wasn't such a bad guy, he was still doing stuff. They still had him doing stuff.
He was a race car driver. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Now he's just boring. He's boring and yucky in a slimy sort of way.
Well, ladies, we're at the end of another show. So, see what happens this week. Sounds like it's going to be good, especially with the Jack stuff coming up. So, hopefully we have lots and lots and lots to talk about. And thanks for everybody for calling in tonight and joining us in the chat room. You guys have been great. And
a lot of action in the chat room.
Yeah,
right on. With the mirror couch.
Yep. Okay, so, okay. Yes, Marlboro Wednesday, be close to Twitter, because they're going to tweet a lot of the stuff with Patrick and Ari in Tennessee. So,
gotcha.
So run on, everybody.
Okay.
We'll see you guys next
week.
Bye.
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 Okay.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye.